Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought to you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Tian Luo from TTI Chicago. You are listening to the Machine Learning category of June 29, 2020. Do you know that most of the dust particles in your house are dead skin? Today's archive star of machine learning goes to Sohail Faizi, Sijia Liu, Shaiyu Chang, Nandan Kumar Jha, and Spersh Mittal, for publishing two papers in a single day. Today, we have selected 7 papers out of 37 submissions.
Now let's hear paper number 1.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Corinna Cortes, Google Research New York, and Mary Armori, Professor of Computer Science and Mathematics, Courant Institute of Mathematical.
Paper title:
Relative Deviation Margin Bounds.
Authored by
Corinna Cortes, Mary Armori, and Ananda Thirtha Suresh.
Paper abstract:
We present a series of new and more favorable margin-based learning guarantees that depend on the empirical margin loss of a predictor. We give two types of learning bounds, both data-dependent ones and bounds valid for general families, in terms of the Rademacher complexity or the empirical \L_\NP covering number of the hypothesis set used. We also briefly highlight several applications of these bounds and discuss their connection with existing results. Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 2.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Ingemar Cox, University College London, and Christian Eagle, Department of Computer Science, University of Copenhagen.
Paper title:
A Loss Function for Generative Neural Networks Based on Watson's Perceptual Model.
Authored by
Stefan Zold, Oswin Krauss, Ingemar Cox, and Christian Eagle.
Paper abstract:
To train variational autoencoders, VAS, to generate realistic imagery requires a loss function that reflects human perception of image similarity. We propose such a loss function based on Watson's perceptual model, which computes a weighted distance in frequency space and accounts for luminance and contrast masking. We extend the model to color images, increase its robustness to translation by using the Fourier transform, remove artifacts due to splitting the image into blocks, and make it differentiable. In experiments, VAS trained with the new loss function generated realistic, high-quality image samples. Compared to using the Euclidean distance and the structural similarity index, the images were less blurry. Compared to deep neural network-based losses, the new approach required less computational resources and generated images with less artifacts. Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 3.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Lior Wolf, the School of Computer Science at Tel Aviv University.
Paper title:
MT Adam, Automatic Balancing of Multiple Training Loss Terms.
Authored by
Yitzhak Malkiel and Lior Wolf.
Paper abstract:
When training neural models, it is common to combine multiple loss terms. The balancing of these terms requires considerable human effort and is computationally demanding. Moreover, the optimal trade-off between the loss term can change as training progresses, especially for adversarial terms. In this work, we generalize the Adam optimization algorithm to handle multiple loss terms. The guiding principle is that for every layer, the gradient magnitude of the term should be balanced. To this end, the multi-term Adam, MT Adam, computes the derivative of each loss term separately, infers the first and second moments per parameter and loss term, and calculates a first moment for the magnitude per layer of the gradients arising from each loss. This magnitude is used to continuously balance the gradients across all layers, in a manner that both varies from one layer to the next and dynamically changes over time. Our results show that training with the new method leads to fast recovery from suboptimal initial loss weighting and to training outcomes that match conventional training with the prescribed hyperparameters of each method. Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 4.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Jason Yosinski, Uber AI Labs, Recursion Pharmaceuticals, and Ali Farhadi, Associate Professor, Computer Science and Engineering, University of Washington.
Paper title:
Supermasks in Superposition.
Authored by
Mitchell Wertzman, Vivek Ramanujan, Roseanne Liu, Anuruddha Kempavi, Mohammed Rostegari, Jason Yosinski, and Ali Farhadi.
Paper abstract:
We present the supermasks in superposition, sup-sup, model, capable of sequentially learning thousands of tasks without catastrophic forgetting. Our approach uses a randomly initialized, fixed-base network and for each task finds a subnetwork, supermask, that achieves good performance. If task identity is given at test time, the correct subnetwork can be retrieved with minimal memory usage. If not provided, sup-sup can infer the task using gradient-based optimization to find a linear superposition of learned supermasks which minimizes the output entropy. In practice, we find that a single gradient step is often sufficient to identify the correct mask, even among 2,500 tasks. We also showcase two promising extensions. First, sup-sup models can be trained entirely without task identity information, as they may detect when they are uncertain about new data and allocate an additional supermask for the new training distribution. Finally, the entire, growing set of supermasks can be stored in a constant-sized reservoir by implicitly storing them as attractors in a fixed-sized Hopfield network. Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number 5.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Robert C. Williamson, Professor of Computer Science, Australian National University, Distinguished Researcher.
Paper title:
Packed Bayesian Bound for the Conditional Value at Risk.
Authored by
Zakaria Hamidi, Benjamin Gedge, and Robert C. Williamson.
Paper abstract:
Conditional value at risk, CAIR, is a family of coherent risk measures which generalize the traditional mathematical expectation. Widely used in mathematical finance, it is garnering increasing interest in machine learning, for example, as an alternate approach to regularization, and as a means for ensuring fairness. This paper presents a generalization bound for learning algorithms that minimize the CAIR of the empirical loss. The bound is of packed Bayesian type and is guaranteed to be small when the empirical CAIR is small. We achieve this by reducing the problem of estimating CAIR to that of merely estimating an expectation. This then enables us, as a byproduct, to obtain concentration inequalities for CAIR even when the random variable in question is unbounded. This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 6.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Chandrajit Bajaj, Computational Applied Mathematics Chair, Professor of Computer Science.
Paper title:
Can 3D Adversarial Logos Cloak Humans?
Authored by
Tianlong Chen, Yi Wang, Jingyang Zhou, Sijia Lu, Shaiyu Chang, Chandrajit Bajaj, and Zongyang Wang.
Paper abstract:
With the trend of adversarial attacks, researchers attempt to fool trained object detectors in 2D scenes. Among many of them, an intriguing new form of attack with potential real-world usage is to append adversarial patches, for example logos, to images. Nevertheless, much less have we known about adversarial attacks from 3D rendering views, which is essential for the attack to be persistently strong in the physical world. This paper presents a new 3D adversarial logo attack. We construct an arbitrary shape logo from a 2D texture image and map this image into a 3D adversarial logo via a texture mapping called logo transformation. The resulting 3D adversarial logo is then viewed as an adversarial texture, enabling easy manipulation of its shape and position. This greatly extends the versatility of adversarial training for computer graphics synthesized imagery. Contrary to the traditional adversarial patch, this new form of attack is mapped into the 3D object world and backpropagates to the 2D image domain through differentiable rendering. In addition, and unlike existing adversarial patches, our new 3D adversarial logo is shown to fool state-of-the-art deep object detectors robustly under model rotations, leading to one step further for realistic attacks in the physical world. Our codes are available at https://github.com/tamuvita/3D_adversarial_logo. This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 7.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Sergey Levine, UC Berkeley, Google.
Paper title:
Can autonomous vehicles identify, recover from, and adapt to distribution shifts?
Authored by
Angelos Filos, Panayotis Tigas, Rowan McAllister, Nicholas Reinhardt, Sergey Levine, and Yaron Gal.
Paper abstract:
Out of training distribution, OOD, scenarios are a common challenge of learning agents at deployment, typically leading to arbitrary deductions and poorly informed decisions. In principle, detection of an adaptation to OOD scenes can mitigate their adverse effects. In this paper, we highlight the limitations of current approaches to novel driving scenes and propose an epistemic uncertainty-aware planning method, called \emp Robust Imitative Planning, RIP. Our method can detect and recover from some distribution shifts, reducing the overconfident and catastrophic extrapolations in OOD scenes. If the model's uncertainty is too great to suggest a safe course of action, the model can instead query the expert driver for feedback, enabling sample-efficient online adaptation, a variant of our method we term \emp Adaptive Robust Imitative Planning, ADA-RIP. Our methods outperform current state-of-the-art approaches in the new scene's \emp prediction challenge, but since no benchmark evaluating OOD detection and adaption currently exists to assess \emp control, we introduce an autonomous car novel scene benchmark, \textcarnoval, to evaluate the robustness of driving agents to a suite of tasks with distribution shifts. Do you like this paper? I like it a lot.